I don't believe you. You're not the queen. You're the imp, aren't you?
A twisted creature leapt from the shadows, landing silently on its warped limbs.
Queen! Imp! I'm either, or it could be at a moment's notice. I can be anything I want. If you want, given the vast totality of my reflexive experience which you will forever lack, silly monkey.
Don't call me that.
How else should I refer to you? A lost little monkey is all that I see.
Grinning, the creature stared at me with its many eyes. I couldn't tell which of those eyes were real, if any of them were.
Unless you're still willing to give me your name, my previous offer does stand.
I refuse, I grimaced. You can't have my name, but you may call me the Clever Maid.
Oh, clever. Clever. She thinks she's clever.
The imp burst into laughter again.
By mortal standards, maybe. Are you sure you won't give me your name? I am fair, you know, one to trust, and trust absolutely.
You must think I'm very stupid.
Not at all, not at all.
The creature's tail swished back and forth, the small barb on the end of it dancing playfully along the ground.
Simple, yes, and possessing of that choice naivete which comes with being new, but clever? I can believe that. Still, it's only the kind of cleverness found in a child. Do rest assured, I will have your name before the day is drawn to a close. It might as well happen early rather than late.
I'll take my chances, I sighed. You mentioned the wick. Who or what is that?
Him, the one in the hole there.
The imp pointed towards the large, odd hole sticking out of the dirt.
Buried for reportedly good reason, but there are, as always, two sides to everything. Such is the torture of moral liminality, and that torture is his domain. The wick being, as he is, that ignoble prince, the outcast sovereign of suasion.
Could he help me get through the barrier?
Surely! His word is a beast of means. He might ask the world apart, and it may dare listen. That is simply the way the world works around him. His tongue doesn't seem apt to open his cell, though.
The imp rapped its fingers on the ground with impatience.
But enough of the wick. Better to bargain with one less acquainted to the act. Even as desperate as he may be, the wick is still more dangerous than an imp or a queen, and less trustworthy than either.
Is he really that bad?
He invented contracts, little monkey.
The imp curtly answered.
He's quite bad. Still, I won't bar the way if you really do want to speak with him.
I blinked. That's awfully kind of you.
Is it?